You may remember the Nauru files. They were released in 2016 and held 2,000 reports of abuse, sexual assaults and self-harm from inside the detention centre. An exhibition called All We Can't See, opening tomorrow in Sydney, depicts creative interpretations of stories from the leaked files. The Wire's Bonnie Parker has the story.
After reading the Nauru files, designer Ariel Gamble was compelled to do something, and so, alongside Daniel New, created All We Can't See.
They're the sort of stories you read and you can't forget and you can't allow yourself to forget. But we just didn't feel like there was any substantial response when they were published by The Guardian. There was a talk about them, but we just didn't feel like enough people from ordinary walks of life connected with the human stories within them. And so as book designers, we know how to connect people using imagery to stories and sometimes difficult stories. And I sort of came up with this brief where, by illustrating the files, by using the immediacy of visual language, we just want to offer people from all walks of life another way in, another point of access to these stories.
The project's also open to the public to get involved. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
What we've done is build a website, much like The Guardian's database, which showcases all 2,000 files. You can read through them all on there, and then you can select a file and create a visual response of your own. To read them is a really, you know, it's so tough. It's not as tough as what those people in those files have gone through by any means, but you're left with this feeling of helplessness, and I think it's one way that the public can use their voice to speak out about this and to help share the human stories within the files.
Co-organiser of All We Can't See, Ariel Gamble. 33 award-winning Australian artists have contributed works to the exhibition, responding creatively to stories of abuse from the detention centre. One of the artists involved is painter and filmmaker Angus MacDonald. A year ago, Angus took time off painting to investigate the issue of asylum seekers and refugees, taking him to Greece and Jordan. He took this education into his piece for the exhibition.
I selected a file from the 2000 files that involved a young boy on the morning bus had sewn a heart into his own hand with a needle and thread. And when one of the caseworkers asked him why, he said, "I don't know." So I selected that particular work because I felt it was so horrific and horrendous. I mean, reading through the reports, so many are terrible in their own way, but I think for that one, that really struck a chord with me. I've got three kids of my own. I wanted to choose a file that related to children because I'm aware that even though children account for only a fifth of the asylum seeker and refugees on Nauru, they're involved in, you know, over half of those reports. And even though everybody that's on Nauru is innocent, children are always innocent in every situation. So the fact that they're being wrapped up in this tragedy there, I guess, makes the whole situation even worse.
It sounds like a very powerful piece, and it's obviously a very distressing story that it's based off of. What do you hope that someone would take away from your work and the work generally, I suppose?
I think part of the problem from the last year of me looking into this whole issue in a bit more detail is that the situation on Nauru and also on Manus Island are very invisible to most of the Australian public. I think in some ways that's been deliberately designed by the government to keep it out of our sight. So I'm hoping that Australians will get along and have a look at this show and maybe learn and realise about what we're doing there. And perhaps that might prompt some people to advocate and join all the other people that are already trying to change that system and just increase the awareness amongst Australians, because I feel like a lot of Australians really aren't sufficiently aware about what's happening there.
Artist and filmmaker Angus MacDonald. All We Can't See was created with the support of Human Rights Watch. Its Australia director, Elaine Pearson, says it's important to give a human face to the stories within the Nauru files.
I hope that it inspires a bit more curiosity about the Nauru files and that people will be moved to really find out more and find out ways that they can get involved to support the refugees and asylum seekers that still remain. 2018 will mark the fifth year that people have been held in these horrific conditions. And, you know, we've seen children that are growing up on Nauru. You know, it's just not a place where people should be raising their kids. These are asylum seekers who fled persecution in their home countries. They fled torture, they fled war, They had already experienced a lot of suffering by the time they got to Nauru. And unfortunately, you know, it has not provided a place of safety. It's very difficult. People with health conditions and mental health conditions are not getting appropriate support. And also it's very unclear what will happen to these people in the long term. The Nauruan government has not offered permanent residency to these individuals. A small number have gone to the United States, but we don't know what will happen to the remainder. And so it's really up to the Australian public to put pressure on the Australian government to find lasting solutions that protect the basic rights of these individuals.
Elaine Pearson, Australian Director of Human Rights Watch, closing that story from The Wire's Bonnie Parker. If you can happen to find yourself in Sydney over the coming weeks, All We Can't See is open until the 10th of February at Yellow House.